Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. A Catholic school in Williamsport will be the first in the region to start a four-day school week. Starting this fall, students at St. John Newman Junior Senior High School will only be in class Monday through Thursday. WVIA education reporter Sarah Hofius Hall says this is all part of a national trend, and she's here to explain how it'll work. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Thank you so much for being here to talk about this. So I'm very curious about how this will work. So let's start with the basics. How will the four-day school schedule work in the fall when they start it up?
Yeah, so students will be going to school a little earlier in the morning, staying a little later, you know, Monday through Thursday. And then on Friday, they will have time for tutoring, career exploration, volunteering with their church, or just spending time with their family.
Okay, so sounds pretty beneficial so far, but how are they even able to do this? You know, most of us think of school as a 5 days a week thing. You have to hit a certain number of days. So what's changed?
During the 2023-24 school year, the state changed the law. So now instead of every school just having like that required 180 days where students must be in class, mm-hmm. you can now go by hours. So as long as a secondary school has students in class for 990 hours during the school year, they can meet the requirements.
Okay. And you say just secondary school. So it's not just private schools who could do this if they wanted to. Public schools can too.
Yeah. And we're actually seeing that across the country. It really hasn't picked up in Pennsylvania much yet. But there are schools, I think, in 26 states mm-hmm. that have gone to this model.
Now, why do you think that is? What are some of the benefits that people are seeing from this change?
They're seeing, higher attendance rates. They're seeing less burnout. It's better for mental health. It's better for teacher retention. And in some instances, schools are saving a bit of money, too, on operational costs.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did the Diocese of Scranton have to say about their reasons for making this change in Williamsport?
You know, this is a small school. They only have 84 students. So they're able to kind of pilot a program like this there. And they want to see how it works. They want to see, does this help, students overall? Does it help boost enrollment? Mm-hmm. Is this something that they could implement at other schools? So they're going to try it out for 2 years, see how it works. And maybe it's something that we see in other schools after that.
Okay. And you did talk to some students and teachers. How are they feeling about the potential for this?
Teachers are excited because they said that, during the school, during the regular school day with slightly, longer class times, they'll have more time to really get into subject matter and things like career exploration or, those other things mm-hmm. like the extra help, the tutoring that maybe they would have to fit in during a regular school day. They won't have to anymore. That'll be reserved for Friday. Mm-hmm. So they'll really have more focus Monday through Thursday. And the students are really excited. I talked to several who want to explore future careers and spend more time with their family and do volunteer work and even get tutored on Fridays.
Okay. Do you think that other school districts around the area, real quick, are looking at this and watching to see how it'll unfold?
I haven't heard of any that are really looking seriously yet, but I think they're all going to wait and see how this works and if there are parts of it that maybe they could implement.
All right. Well, Sarah, as always, thank you for your amazing coverage on education, and we'll be looking for more stories as this plays out.
Thank you.